other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have the White House press secretary again saying that the U.S. government has never tortured. But then they go on to direct the press to government documents where they say that waterboarding, other forms of torture are not torture. Kind of like taking your pension fund isn't going to be taking your pension fund. It's going to be protecting your pension fund. All right, let's get through calls. I want to take a lot of calls again in this hour. We do have quite a few audio clips coming up. David Zirin, well-known sports reporter, also makes his politics into what he does. He got tracked by the government for being involved just in a mainline Democratic Party activity. So we'll have you, have a chance to hear him tell that story coming up in the next hour. And then Dr. Stephen Jones and David Ray Griffin on the 9/11 front in the fourth hour today. But let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess, Chris in Arkansas is up next, and then Tulia. Go ahead, Chris.
Alex, just want to thank you very much for all you have done and been listening to you since 1999. All you've said has either come true or has been true, and most of it I didn't believe at first, but I did my own research, my own reading, and I was actually shocked to find out how many ways and how far and how much we were under attack and just devastated me. I've been told by quite a few people that don't believe me. People think I'm crazy. But in the military, we took an oath to defend against both foreign and domestic enemies, so I'm kind of committed to this. My question for you is there's a lot of people out here who are, they're lucky to make any kind of money during the week, and they're trying to store up for the things that you recommend. You know, they can't invest in gold. They're lucky if they can pay for food as the week goes. Do you have any recommendations for those people? And then I have a second question if you want to answer that one first.
I'm no genius. Everybody understands their local environment, you know, better than somebody off in Austin, Texas does. But stop eating out. Make food themselves, while they still can, sell all the junk they've got in the garage. Even people that don't have a lot of extra income a lot of times have more stuff than they think they do. Sell it on eBay. If they don't have a computer, sell it at local swap meet. And then just realize that the biggest issue is being able to feed themselves and take care of their family and not be stampeded by rioting crowds if society does totally break down. And that may happen. Undoubtedly, we're going to have a long, deep recession leading into a depression. The question is, how bad will it get? And every indicator is, I keep asking the question of the audience, why do you think the elite doesn't care now and is just stealing $5 trillion in front of you and won't say where $2 trillion went and openly bringing in the military to police the American people? And it's because all the evidence is that they are going for broke. They wouldn't be emerging with the world government. They wouldn't be, surfacing and showing everybody if they weren't going to go ahead and do it all. And so I would also tell people our mission is more than just protecting ourselves to help others. And so I would also worry about other people. And then, God has a way of taking care of people to do that. And so people need to not just get ready, not just hide out, but try to speak out and get the word out. Calling talk radio, putting out flyers, emailing people links to video clips on the web, whatever you can to wake people up, talking to folks at your church. And we may be able to back this thing off. So stay there. We'll come back to you, see if you have any other comments to that. When we get back with Chris in Arkansas, then we'll talk to Tulia, Brad, Paul, and others. Stay with me.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on our Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Chris in Arkansas, go ahead.
Alex, the other thing, I moved from Austin to Little Rock, and I kind of feel like I'm in the hotbed of where a lot of these things have originated, so I'm kind of amazed. But now I'm kind of wondering about if the bankers, the power brokers, are intentionally hoping that someone will start some trouble somewhere so that they can implement martial law and then just kill the United States in that way through anarchy, or just as the continuance of government goes, and what your comments would be on that, and I'll take it off the air.
Okay, I appreciate your call. No, that's it. I mean, if the public acquiesces and just lets them take the pension funds and bankrupt everything, and then basically all businesses will get government funds to pay their employees at subsistence level, and will all be micromanaged, and the bankers will turn the money spigots back on for a while, to kind of inebriate us while they dine on our hindquarters. But absolutely. I mean, that's why they're training every local police department in the nation. The feds are for IEDs, roadside improvised explosive devices. They are, literally running around all paranoid like there's just terrorists everywhere, and it's the American people, and it's white Al-Qaeda, and they're going to get you. Because the social planners, the social engineers have admittedly done big war games on how far they can push the public, when the public's going to start striking back. Last weekend, the Associated Press had a big article with Homeland Security saying our main threat now isn't terrorist. It's the American people angry over the economy attacking government facilities. And they said, conversely, we're really worried about people mad at the government doing something during the 4 million Kool-Aid drinkers going to worship the new puppet, Barack Obama. So they're publicly converting the whole Homeland Security apparatus. It was always for us, and we always told people it was for us. That was in the white papers and government documents. But publicly, it was for shadow men in hiding in caves who always pop up at key election points or always pop up the second the CIA. All these Al-Qaeda guys are popping up with new videos and audio tapes. They're always put out by the very same intelligence agency fronts. Computer experts look at the videos. This is mainstream news. And, you know, the Al-Qaeda watermark logo is laid in, you know, with the Intel Center's watermark. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Yes, they are releasing the videos themselves. It's produced by the same people. Understand? I mean, it's just so cynical. Very, very cynical. You know, I'm going to go back to Tulia, Chris, Paul, Anthony here in just a moment, but we had a caller last hour who was asking about what will Obama do. Obama will do everything George Bush did. Because it's the same agenda. It's not George Bush's agenda or Barack Obama's agenda. It is the multinational Fortune 100 bought and paid for by the private banking families, less than 20 families. They are cold-blooded. They don't like people. They're eugenicists. They believe we're a scourge. They believe we all need to be killed anyways. So anything they do, they feel good about. And then you understand. They feel good about 3 million dead Iraqis. They feel good about dead Americans. That's job well done for them. They feel good about putting police chiefs in charge in crime labs nationwide who frame anybody they want, but then release hundreds of thousands per state, hundreds per thousands per year just in Houston alone, violent illegal aliens who have raped and murdered and stolen and molested children. That was all in the Houston Chronicle Monday. It's in there all the time. Citizens have got to be hurt. Citizens have got to be bankrupted. Citizens have got to be squeezed and taught who the boss is. We're the bad Americans. Everything was about setting a trap, getting us to trust government, getting us to be bleeding heart liberals, getting us on the government trough, getting control of our lives, turning our children against us, then getting us all in debt to the point where they could bankrupt the whole society, and then point the working class at the nouveau riche, at the upper middle class, and say, that's the rich, let's loot them. They cause the economy to have the problems. And then they're going to sick the blue collar, now in shiny, fancy uniforms, on the middle class, and they are going to rape you financially, and they are going to take everything you've got. They're going to take your pension funds, they're going to take your savings, they're going to turn a horde of blue-collar people loose on you, just like the Founding Fathers warned you. The howl of the mob, the mad howl of democracy. Now, there's no democracy in positioning this and setting this up, but then in the final equation, they turn the mob loose on the middle class. And they will slit your throat in the middle of the street for a dollar. And so that's what Barack Obama is going to do. He is going to be the messianic savior. The economy imploding is going to be blamed on Bush. He is going to give people government jobs, welfare. They're going to accelerate the currency. They're going to devalue it. They're going to give the devaluing currency to the public for Taco Bell tacos and 12 packs and cases of Bud Light. And they are going to turn them loose on you. I mean, it's not going to be pretty. That's what I'm really most concerned about. And already, I mean, it's all over the news. The left is suddenly, yeah, don't think Obama isn't tough. He's going into Pakistan and Iran if he needs to, and he's going into Afghanistan. And yeah, you know what? We're going to get tough with terrorists. We're going to take the gloves off. And people are like, man, maybe I like torture now. Maybe I like spying. You see, they teach you to hate Bush. The media lets you know about the torture and let you know about 9/11 and let you know about All of this, they let it out on the down low. As I told you on the day of 9/11, they were going to allow this out. Blame it on America. And then Henry Paulson come out and say, we're sorry the American government let you down, and we're sorry the American people were lazy and greedy. We're sorry, world. We will now pay. We will now devalue our currency and put the money into your coffers before it's devalued. It's our fault. See, the globalists didn't like the czar, so they slaughtered 60 million and did it in Russia. They didn't like the Chinese people. They'd thrown off the control by the colonial system, so they sent in the commies. They killed 85 mil. You know, the news says 60 mil. The Chinese government says 80 mil. They're actually proud of it. Go pull it up. Go do research on it. Find out I'm telling you the truth. And see, they want to do that here. They want to show you who boss is. And they will turn the starving hordes loose on you. And if you run to other countries, they're going to do it there too. Anybody with money, unless you're living in Dubai or the Cook Islands or Switzerland, and then they're not going to let you in unless you got hundreds of millions. You're there to be thrown to the lions. And then Obama, like it's a gladiatorial arena, he's going to be up there laughing. They're going to love him. You understand? And they're going to bring in carbon taxes and tax and regulate everybody. But all the poor people standing at bus stops, they're not going to care. Because on the news, they're going to see people in million-dollar houses having their homes repossessed and, you know, handed over to local government people. It's bad, folks. I mean, the people that ran Lenin, the people that ran Hitler, the people that ran Mao, they're in control here. And they mean that they want to hurt you bad. And I'm sorry if that's scary and people don't want to believe it. But that's one scenario. That's the most dangerous scenario. If the people rebel and resist and speak out and say no at every level, then what they're going to do is let Obama get a lot done for 2 years, get a carbon tax in, regulation, stage some terror attacks, start going after militias and claiming, you know, that they're in bed with white supremacists and that they wanted to, you know, they'll stage some racial crimes and have some hate speech laws passed, and they'll start shutting the web down, get more people on welfare. And then they'll have some scandals and burn Obama and you know, bring a Republican in 4 years. But I don't see that happening because I've never seen them call somebody a messiah. I've never seen them set something up like this unless it was Mao or Hitler or Lenin. I mean, they are saying he is the one, Obama mania, president of the world, the man that will fix it all, the one. Let's go to your calls here. Tula in New Mexico, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Alex, have you ever heard of someone named Lance von Liebensfeld?
I have. Refresh my memory.
He published a magazine. Well, to back it up a little bit, did you hear about what Obama had in his pocket the night he got elected?
No.
He had some trinkets, okay? And it came out on CNN the next day. And what it was a Hindu deity, a monkey. And if you go back to the works of Lance von Liebensfeld, who published a magazine in Germany, predating the beginning of the Third Reich, he was a mentor of Adolf Hitler's, and he had a magazine called the Estara.
Yes, now I know who he is. Yeah, and he had a big New Age temple in Berlin.
Right, and he published a book called Of Sodom's Monkey, which really became the protocol for the Thule and Viral Society, but it was also the beginning of, not really the beginning of the Eugenic Society, because the Eugenic Society began in New England in 1927. My tribe, which I don't want to mention their name right now, we found all the paperwork on the Eugenic Society of the defective humans. But basically, Lance von Liebensfeld's whole thesis about Sodom's monkey, which is why Obama had it in his pocket. You know how they talk in codes?
Yeah.
They talk to each other in codes, and then they put all this other garbage, the big
stuff.
Well,
it's like, I think they call it a sigil. They, like, focus their energies on little idols. Like, all the Bohemian Grove members worship these owls in their houses. I tell you what, stay there. I want to hear more about the loving monkey.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelorex.com today.
Well, I don't know about little magic trinkets in Obama's pocket. I know Hillary wears Kabbalah bracelets, and Madonna does, and all these Hollywood stars have got Kabbalic occultic stuff tattooed all over them, whatever. I mean, this is big. But I'll check into the Thule Society monkey. CNN announcing, oh, he has something little and special in his pocket. And we've had Tex Mars to talk about how they in buildings they build. You know, they put these little secret chambers in to put similar things in them. But I know his actions. He immediately got hundreds of millions of dollars that Bush, from political pressure, he had to do a few things, cut from the United Nations that was used in China for forced abortion. Now, the news uses the term coerced abortion. They kill the baby in front of you. I mean, they drown the babies in some cases. In others, they just fine you huge amounts of money and then take your child to be raised in a government facility. And people actually went on Infowars.com in the comments section and said, oh, you just don't like Obama. So what if they coerced is not forced? You know, just living in total denial about China. So I know he's doing that in China and in Africa, and the eugenics money is flowing. Now, to be technical, the article didn't get into that. See, it makes it partisan. Bush cut the funding one place, but then increased it in another. So what he did was a bait and switch, or you know, he just simply moved it. A shell game is the proper term. But I know that the real eugenic societies were set up in 1846 by Sir Francis Galton. And then, yeah, there were societies set up at the turn of the last century. And then through the 20s, Cold Springs Harbor, where it's the IBM Eugenics Human Genome Project today, and it's openly eugenics. They study their race-specific bioweapons. But you were making your point about the little. Do you remember the headline? Because I'll Google that right now. I want to look that up.
Well, it was on CNN in the news on the television, but basically it's a Hahnemann. And this Hahnemann, what I'm trying to explain, is a principle, an esoteric principle, of course, which connotates the defective humans. And with my tribe, when the Eugenics Society came up in this state in New England, they went down, they did a door-to-door statistical study of 250 families, which they called defective humans. And they had long hair. They wrote down they had moccasins. They did beadwork. And then these families, 250 of them, disappeared.
I know. It's on CBC right now that they still go arrest the health department, the native children, and they just take them to a camp and kill them. And then I tell people that. I mean, that's on CBC. And then nothing happens. The government just goes, yeah, we're killing them, and that's the way it is. Well, George Bush Sr., as you know then, ran the eugenics operations in the 70s, and the government's own number, 44% of Native women were sterilized.
Yes.
And then people on reservations, and people laugh and email me going, oh, they conked them on the head? No, the health department came around with police and threw them in chains and took them like you take a wild animal and carried out all sorts of things on them.
We've had 50 suicides since January, ranging from 6 years old to 18, hanging themselves with dog collars, and all these kids have cell phones. This is just on one reservation, 50.
Yeah, major.
They had a 6-year-old kid try to hang himself and was saved last week.
That's mind control.
Yeah. I mean, we have been experiencing the New World Order, but to get back to what Berg was saying the other day about Barry, that George H.W. Bush is not a Bush. He was born in Germany. He was adopted by Prescott Bush. And I'm looking at a picture right here, which I would love to send you because I don't think you've probably seen this. He was adopted, and I'm looking at a picture of him with Bormann as a 18-year-old young guy before he came to America, and Mengele, and the Scherf family. That's who he is. George H.W. Bush is not a Bush. He was adopted.
Well, I knew that Prescott was the head Nazi bagman in the United States. That's a fact. And I know... And Tex Mars doesn't make stuff up. He's confirmed. They have their own private church outside Houston. And it's big baby blue background with a swastika inside. And that's their own private family church there. So I know the Skull and Bones is a Germanic death cult society at Yale. But send me that. Send that to Aaron at InfoWars.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I tell you, man, our guests, we go over it and over it with them, and they just can't ever get time zones straight, which is fine with me. I don't care, but we're going to probably have Dave Zirin on later in this hour and then early into the next hour instead of next hour, because he's calling us up thinking that he was supposed to be on 30 minutes ago. But c'est la vie, it doesn't even really matter. I want to go ahead and play this clip. This is himself on CNN, and he's talking about some of the things that happened to him. But first, the host explains to you in the piece on CNN that they're changing the Patriot Act administratively. Bush is. And it's all his fault. It's just because he's a Republican and because he's an evil white guy. To where they can spy on anybody and everybody domestically. The state police can with federal funds. That's actually what it states. Or the feds can. No warrants, no investigations, even non-terror related, non-crime related. And I covered this some last week. Non-crime related. This has been on CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, and the they say in Raw Story and all these other places, oh, Obama can't overturn it because Bush just did it, and something a president does 60 days, you know, becomes law with an executive order. No, it doesn't. Obama could overturn any of this, but everywhere is this PR that Obama fought the bailout, but it still happened. Obama fought the expansion of the Patriot Act, but Bush did it. Bush, he just keeps doing everything. And the public has no idea how government works. They have no idea. This is a ball-faced lie. So, see, they make it all about the evil right-winger. So I wanted to ask David Zirin, who's a great writer, sports writer, also political writer, writes for The Nation, a bunch of other publications. I mean, are they going to be concerned about Barack Obama when all this stuff continues and expands under him? Or is it all just about George Bush? Because, see, I mean, I'm upset about the spying and the secret police. You know, I understand the president's a puppet. See, I grew up a long time ago. And so I'm asking them, I mean, have you grown up? Or is it all about the big, bad George Bush? And we'll just get George Bush pinatas out and we'll hit on him. I mean, I'm saying Barack Obama's a puppet. And so people are going, what, are you for Obama? We need to focus in more on him. No, he's a puppet too. The establishment doesn't want you knowing that they're puppets. They want to make it all about them instead of about who pulls their strings. So we'll play this clip, then go to your calls, and then we'll get Dave Zirin on. Here we go.
Before President Bush rides back to his ranch in Texas, he hopes to finalize over 90 new federal regulations. Now, in truth, finalizing regulations at the last minute is common practice among outgoing presidents, but the Bush administration is hoping to expand it and making their final regulation adjustments more permanent. Why stop now, after all? The president has accelerated the process to try to ensure that the changes he wants will be finalized by November 22nd. That's 60 days before the Obama administration takes control. That's dubiously convenient timing because most federal rules take effect 60 days after they've been finalized. So then they're harder to turn back. Here you go, President Obama. Good luck undoing this stuff. Get in the chopper, everybody, quick. So what do we have to look forward to from the Bush last days in the White House? You want one that'll kick opponents of the Patriot Act right in the teeth? How about law enforcement officials spying on us, all of us, everyone? Even if non-criminals not engaging in criminal activities are among us. Aunt Edna, you too. In July, the Justice Department proposed a regulation that would allow state and local law enforcement agencies to collect intelligence on individuals and organizations, even if the information is unrelated to any criminal matter. Think about that for a minute. Sure, go ahead, collect the intelligence. Doesn't have to have anything to do with a criminal investigation. President Bush, according to the Washington Independent, is keen on the idea. Even if they weren't already watching you, they soon could be, really easily. Joining us now, my friend, the sports writer Dave Zirin. He's sports correspondent with The Nation magazine. He got a little taste of this from the government earlier this year. Mr. Zirin, thanks for coming on.
Great to be here, Rachel. But I got to say, if your unpopularity is over 76%, you shouldn't be allowed to use the White House remote control at that point.
Let alone dramatically change the justice orientation of the country?
Hemorrhoids are more popular than this man. Why is he making laws? I'm very angry.
Well, he's doing it in a way that will make them hard to reverse.
That's right.
Now, Dave, I wanted you to be on the show tonight. Because you went through an experience like this, what Bush is proposing for the whole country in Tacoma, Maryland. Now, what did you go through?
Well, the Maryland State Police sent people to infiltrate meetings I was in, a very seditious organization called the Campaign to End the Death Penalty, where we planned such horrifying acts like tabling at the local farmers market or planning rallies. I mean, constitutionally protected activities, the most basic kinds of things that I think sometimes we take for granted. And the horrible thing was that not only did they send people in to spy on us, to take notes on what we were doing, notes on what we were saying, but also, according to their own documents, they would come back in even after they determined that we weren't doing anything wrong. They were sent back in to spy on us. And it turned, why were they spying on us? Because the governor at the time, Bob Ehrlich, a right-wing Republican who makes Sarah Palin look like Emma Goldman, I mean, he was somebody who saw us as political opponents. He was for the death penalty. We were against the death penalty. Therefore, in his mind, we deserve to be spied upon.
And so he essentially used Homeland Security powers of the state government to go after you guys.
Yeah, we were entered into a database, the heading of which was terrorist/anti-government. And anti-war activists were entered in a database that was called terrorist/anti-government. anti-war. And then the person who organized all of this, the head of the Maryland State Police, a man by the name of Tim Hutchins, who was once named by your friend Keith one of the worst people in the world.
Yeah.
Tim Hutchins, he called us fringe people in the hearings. He said we deserved it because we were fringe people. So one of the things I want to ask is, who's the real fringe person here?
Yeah.
People who actually believe in the Constitution, or people like Tim Hutchins who use it like Kleenex?
Did any of the politicians, any of the people who were involved in this get in trouble for doing what they did? It was all exposed, ultimately.
It was all exposed, but here's the problem. To use a sports metaphor, the expose by former Attorney General Steve Sachs was the equivalent of driving 99 yards for a touchdown and then taking a knee. I mean, the report revealed every last bit of anti-constitutional behavior by the Maryland State Police, but then all of the recommendations were looking forward about future laws, future safeguards, and we believe people really need to be held into account for this. Bob Ehrlich, Tim Hutchins, I mean, we either have a constitution or we don't. Either our rights were violated or they weren't. And I mean, they're spying on sports writers here, Rachel. I mean, I ain't Ed Edda here. You know, I mean, I got my politics, but this is ridiculous.
Well, the prospect of this being expanded nationwide, essentially giving a Justice Department, federal government, green light to local and state law enforcement agencies to collect intelligence on anybody, regardless of criminal suspicion, which is what you went through. They're talking about expanding this nationwide. And what they will say in order to argue for it is, oh, what's the harm done to Dave Zirin? What's the harm done?
Here's the harm, because I'll quote Senator Ben Cardin from Maryland, because it has a chilling effect on the Constitution. It has a chilling effect on our ability to assemble. I mean, we have to remember that we're living in a time where 85% of the country thinks it's moving into the wrong, in the wrong direction. I mean, this is a time where we need to be welcoming new people into community activism, welcoming new people into struggle. And what you have instead is people looking at each other in Maryland as if, is that person an enemy? Is this person a plant? And it has a horrible effect right at a time where, in the wake of the Obama victory...
And he joins us now. We'll be taking your calls coming up in the next hour. Dave Zirin is our guest, and you can go up to Infowars.com and link over to his website if you'd like. His website is edgeofsports.com. Dave Zirin, it's good to have you on with us.
Hey, great to be here. Thank you.
Now, I was playing that news clip, and I think you really succinctly, in just a few minutes, broke it down, but I wanted to tell the host, this is already nationwide. I mean, they already have Army intelligence spying on people here in Austin, Texas. That's in our newspaper, in Houston, Texas. It's going on all over the country. In Denver, you know, cops were beating up other cops and blaming it on protesters. So,
yeah. No, that's actually a point that a lot of people emailed me after I was on that show. Was it's a very interesting thing, first of all, about talking about that. I mean, first of all, I got a lot of support emails and people who called themselves Democrats, Republicans, lefties, righties. I mean, because it seems to cross a line for all of us who live in this country. Like this idea that you just can't sit in a room and even just talk about an issue without worrying about being spied upon. It just seems to cross a pretty sacred line for a lot of people. Then the other thing was, yeah, just like you said, a lot of people got in touch with me and said, let's not be naive here. Let's not think this takes some sort of special public law. This stuff is happening already.
Well, it's always been going on, you know, since the 50s. But, I mean, now it's against anybody, the left, the right. They're spying on everyone. And just the opposite of a free society. But specifically, how did you learn you were being spied on?
It's a great question, and the randomness of how I found out and how it became public only speaks more to how just frightening all of this is. There is a gentleman, an anti-war activist named Max Obuszewski in Baltimore, and Max had the feeling that he was being followed or tailed. And so what he did was he went to the ACLU and asked them to file a state Freedom of Information Act request. And what was produced, out of 3,000 pages that they had, they gave 41 of those pages. And on those 41 pages, what was revealed was not just things about Max, but just all kinds of drippings and droppings about other surveillance that had been done, including a surveillance on my little anti-death penalty group. And the thing about it that really caught people's eye and that turned it into a national scandal was that it was clear from looking at the documents that the Maryland State Police continued to surveil even after they had made the internal determination that nothing illegal was going on. So it became surveillance for the sake of surveillance. And when you couple that with the fact that the death penalty has nothing to do with any of what Homeland Security Fund is supposed to be funding, I mean, what does anti-death penalty protests have to do with protecting the homeland and Al-Qaeda and terrorism and all that stuff? I mean, it went from the ridiculous to the offensive very quickly in people's minds.
Well, you know, the famous case back in the 70s of the Texas State Police with 300,000 people in files, spying on every major preacher in every town, keeping notes on what everyone said, and that was found to be illegal, and they never quit. They just went underground. And, of course, they're federally funded. The state police were actually founded by Roosevelt, and so they're really a federally chartered operation. Most people don't know that. But specifically, what I'm worried about is this. I would love to think Barack Obama is great, but he's already saying, hey, the troops are going to stay there until 2011, 2012, till we look at it. He's already saying, yeah, warrantless wiretapping, we're going to do it. He's already, you know, Hillary Clinton, old guard, it's all coming in. But regardless, I see these shows, and it's like, oh, Bush is dastardly expanding this right before he leaves, so it makes it harder for Obama to reverse it. Obama could sign an order, too, and reverse it. The courts can come in and reverse it. So, I see a lot of backpedaling and a lot of establishment left, and I don't care about left and right. I just don't want secret police spying on me.
I'll give some credit to Matthews on MSNBC, because he did a segment yesterday about a lot of this, and then the segment was called Brother, Can You Spare Some Change? And I said it was a good statement to ask Obama, because, hey, you can't run on change and then come to us with more of the same. I mean, we can't accept that. We can't accept real debate in this country to only happen in the couple of months before a presidential election. And I'll tell you what a lot of people are going to be keeping their eye on. I mean, one of the great criticisms of Bush and Cheney was the expansion of the executive, the expansion of the power of the executive branch. Will Obama roll that back when he comes into office? I think most people will say, no, he won't. But I think there's the expectation that he should.
Well, I mean, how could he not? That's the whole Democratic Party, the general public, a lot of conservatives that voted for Obama, I mean, they're sick of torture. They're sick of the president saying he's above the law. And it appears that Obama isn't even going to pay lip service now to change, that he just doesn't care and thinks that Obama mania is going to carry him through. I mean, I think, you know, the bigger the mania, the faster it subsides is what I've seen.
I agree. And just if you want to look back to 1992 and 94 is a great example of that. I mean, I always get really annoyed when people speak about the 94 Republican Revolution that swept the Republicans into office, because one of the things that allowed them to be swept in was so many people stayed at home those midterm elections because they were so disgusted by the broken promises of Clinton those first 2 years. All kinds of lip service and then nothing to show for it those first couple of years. And I think Obama better be very careful. I mean, he can't draw the lesson that Clinton was too left-wing his first 2 years in office. Clinton got nothing done his first 2 years in office. And then the people, especially young people, stayed home. And so we'll see if Obama learns that lesson from history. But given the fact that he has all these Clintonians around him, it does make you wonder.
Well, I mean, you write for The Nation and some other big publications that would be called progressive
I write about sports.
Well, I mean, I understand that, but I mean, you're around those people and you go on TV and talk about issues. What are people kind of in the establishment left that you bump elbows with? Are they starting to get a little concerned about Obama?
I think at this point, Steve, and one of the good things about being a sports writer in these publications, writing about where sports and politics collide, one of the disadvantages is maybe in the absolute center and get to hear all the scuttlebutt. But one of the advantages is I get to at least see a lot of the forest for the trees. And I would say at this point they still have the Obama Kool-Aid hooked up via IV into their arms. And it's going to take a minute before any sort of honeymoon is over on this front. I mean, right now, I just was talking to a bunch of them the other day, and they're all of a sudden saying, well, Hillary Clinton, you know, she could be a fine Secretary of State. hard worker, very intelligent. And I said, well, weren't you the same person arguing that we had to turn the page on the Clinton era? How is this turning the page on the Clinton? And it's like, well, you got to give him a chance. You're being a naysayer already. You know, he hasn't even been inaugurated yet. But, you know, past this prologue, as they say. I mean, he is laying the groundwork right now. And I'll tell you something. There's something bizarre about our side, you know, people who want to see change. And I'm not saying right wing, left wing, but people who want to see change, people who want to see the end of torture, people who want to see the end of corporate crime and skullduggery, that we're somehow going to be silent and give them a chance. Meanwhile, all of these other forces, the old Clintonites, what have you, the national security state, do you think they're keeping their mouth shut and saying, let's give them a chance? No, they're trying to have influence right now as we speak. So just spooky stuff.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to ask you. People need to put pressure on him now, and then there might be some change. But if people signal, oh, we're just in love with you and have lovey-dovey eyes and are swooning, they're going to go crazy. So let's talk about that when we get back with our guest, one of the biggest sports writers out there.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay, do we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door?
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows.
David Zirin is our guest. He'll be with us about 15 minutes of the next hour, so for the next 20 minutes or so. Then we're going to have open phones of the rest of the next hour and cover news. We have David Ray Griffin and Stephen Jones joining us coming up in the hour after that. Our guest is a sports writer who also crosses over into covering the emergence of sports becoming more political. Kind of like the Hollywood folks have been so political for 50, 60 years. Well, just now we're seeing, I guess kind of like a Charles Barkley going back a decade ago, the rise of sports people who he was saying during the break, he believes are getting more cultural currency than Hollywood folks into politics. So we'll talk about that before he leaves us. But finishing up with being spied on, after you learned you'd been spied on, were they still following you around or going to your meetings or, you know, watching the evil sports writer? By then, had the investigation on you ended?
Well, according to the reports, and once again, we're just going by the reports here, the investigation itself had ended. And since all this took place, you know, more Freedom of Information Act requests have come through. More information has revealed itself, and it turns out they were spying on everybody from anti-war groups to the Chesapeake Climate Control Committee. I mean, so you look at the whole broad swath of who they were spying on, and it's pretty much anybody that was trying to have any sort of community or civic interaction with the government was spied upon. And to me, it's evidence of a lot of things. It's evidence that the previous governor here, Bob Ehrlich, was as paranoid as Nixon in terms of his own political stability. But it also says something really interesting to me about Homeland Security dollars. I mean, we're living in a time, obviously, of serious financial crisis. And how much state money, how much of this federal money is going to states if they have the kind of money to dither away on surveilling the Chesapeake Climate Control Committee? I mean, what does that say about the priorities where our tax dollars are going?
Well, I myself, as a talk show host, have been surveilled, and it's really ham-fisted. I mean, this goes back a decade ago, where you'd be at some event and some mainline political deal, and somebody walk over and go, "We need to shoot these politicians. We ought to bomb them." And then you follow the person out in the parking lot and be an unmarked police car. I mean, it's just so ham-fisted the way they try to provocateur.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. And it does create its own paranoia as well, because I was in a meeting where we were talking about this, and one person said, "We have to watch out for that very thing, the people who come in and they raise all these provocative ideas of violence and whatnot." And then someone else said, "Yeah, but we also have to watch out for people who are very conservative and don't want us to do anything, because that's also how they operate." And I said, "Wait a minute. So what? So we have to watch out for people who are too wild and then people who aren't wild? Who's left?" I mean, you get to this point where anybody who you don't know then becomes a suspect, and that has an absolutely chilling, if not crippling, effect on people's ability to just be civically engaged.
Well, that's why you just have to obey the laws, do the right thing, speak up, and not cower and hide. I mean, back during the 90s with militia groups, they would immediately get into these paranoid mindsets and start hiding out, thinking everybody was after them, and then that was perfect for the feds to come in and actually try to get them to be violent so they could get more funding. I mean, it's the same thing on the left or the right. All of this paranoia hiding underneath the desk really feeds into what the feds want. And it's just despicable. I don't know how they find people that are willing to do this. But so you guys in your meetings, though, never had anybody try to provocateur that you know of?
Back in the day, I mean, if you're talking about in the last several years since, no.
Oh, but you
not
did
in the
have
last
them.
Several years.
But you did
but
before.
Back in the day.
Well, we'll stay there. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.